Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. Today we are having a basic pronunciation practice, it's number 30, plus interactive English. I've changed it a little bit today as some of you have emailed me and asked for a more intermediate level in the pronunciation practice. Some of you are already quite good at English, so I will start out reading the dialogue at a normal native speed. For those of you who need more pronunciation practice, I will do a second reading nice and slowly, and then we'll get right into the interactive sentences. I'll also explain a few bits of vocabulary that perhaps you haven't come across before. So let's get started. Basic pronunciation practice number 30. Remember, in our last basic pronunciation practice, Liz was going to have an interview at radio station. She had just been elected the student union president. So we're going to hear the dialogue between herself and the interviewer at the radio station. Today we have a very special guest from university who is here to talk to us about the student union and some of its important activities. Welcome, Liz. Hello, Greg. Thanks for having me. Congratulations on becoming the student union president. What are your goals for the students this year? Three things, really. I'm working with other elected students to increase safety on campus. We'll have visiting speakers from the community who will educate us about safety issues. Not walking alone at night, reporting suspicious behaviours, and keeping personal property safe. Good, because crime on campus should be unacceptable, don't you think? Absolutely. We're also organising a big concert to raise money for a health outreach. Some students deal with depression, drug addiction, bullying. So we want to spend that money on speakers, counsellors and workshops. We're also working with university to see if students can get credit for going to the workshops. Well, that's impressive, Liz. You're trying to solve some very important problems. I wish you all the best. We'll support your efforts by running ads about the concert every day. Thanks, Greg. I really appreciate it. Okay, before we start with the interactive English, I just want to explain the meaning of about five words or phrases. The first word is campus. Now, campus is generally a university accommodation area. It's where the students live, and it tends to be close to their area of study. Another word here is outreach. Liz talks about hoping to use the money from the concert for a health outreach. An outreach is really spreading information, educating. It can involve lots of things, from putting up posters to bringing in experts. And it's basically to educate the community about something or to make an appeal, perhaps for money. She also talks about visiting speakers. Visiting speakers are experts who come into maybe a university or a school or some organisation to just talk about their area of expertise. The word workshop. Now, a workshop is also to do with education. And what it is, it's like a course of study. You have the teacher, you have a location where you go to learn from that particular teacher. The workshop might take place over 3 days. It might just be a one-day workshop. And often you can get some kind of credit for it, maybe a certificate, maybe some credit towards your education. A workshop, of course, is also a little building where somebody does some artisan work of some kind, maybe some carpentry, maybe working with clay, producing pots. That's a physical location called a workshop. But in this particular case, the workshop is a time of study with an expert. And finally, to run an ad. Greg says that they will be running an ad for the concert every day. And that really means to broadcast an advertisement. It can be by radio, in the newspaper, on television, and we use the verb to run, probably because there's the sense of the advertisement continuing over a few days. Okay, so I hope that explained the meaning of those words. Remember, if you have any other questions about anything else I've used in the podcast, please just email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Okay, I'll read the dialogue slowly, focusing on the pronunciation, and then we'll do our interactive sentences. Today we have a special guest from the university who is here to talk to us about the student union and some of its important activities. Today we have a special guest from the university who is here to talk to us about the student union and some of its important activities. Welcome, Liz. Hello, Greg. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me. Congratulations on becoming the student union president. Congratulations on becoming the student union president. What are your goals for the students for this year? What are your goals for the students for this year? Three things, really. I'm working with the other elected students. To increase safety on campus. We'll have visiting speakers from the community who will educate us about safety issues. Not walking alone late at night. Reporting suspicious behaviours. And keeping personal property safe. Good. Because crime on campus should be unacceptable, don't you think? Good. Because crime on campus should be unacceptable, don't you think? Absolutely. We're also organising a big concert to raise money for a health outreach. Some students deal with depression. Drug addiction. Bullying. So we want to spend that money on speakers. Counselors and workshops. We're also working with the university to see if students can get credit for going to the workshops. Well, that's impressive, Liz. You're trying to solve some very important problems. You're trying to solve some very important problems. I wish you all the best. I wish you all the best. We'll support your efforts. We'll support your efforts by running ads. By running ads about the concert every day. About the concert every day. Thanks, Greg. I really appreciate it. Thanks, Greg. I really appreciate it. Okay, let's get on with the interactive sentences. I'll take two from the dialogue and you will have to change them a little bit. The first sentence that I'm going to take is what Liz says. I'm working with the other elected students to increase safety on campus. Well, we'll take this sentence and change it a little bit. The first part will be the same. We won't be using with the other elected students. We'll keep the sentence simple. So instead of saying I'm working, I would like you to use we. After the word working, use the verb to reduce. And that will be followed by the noun poverty. So you have we, verb to work, to reduce, and the noun poverty. I'll give you a few seconds to make that sentence. And the sentence should say, we're working to reduce poverty. We're working to reduce poverty. Okay, a very similar sentence. We're still using the gerund working, but in this case, let's make the subject he. The verb after working is find, followed by a cure for cancer. So we have he, the gerund of to work, the verb to find, and a cure for cancer. And the sentence should say, he's working to find a cure for cancer. He's working to find a cure for cancer. Okay, the second sentence you'll find at the very end of the dialogue, and it's when Greg says, we'll support your efforts by running ads. We'll support your efforts by running ads. I'd like you to place the subject with she. We'll keep the verb to support. Then instead of your, we'll use their. The possessive, it belongs to them. Their. And at the end, just add work financially. The noun work and then financially. So we have she, keep the same verb to support, the possessive there, the noun work, and financially. And your sentence should say, she'll support their work financially. She'll support their work financially. And the last one today, the same sentence, but the subject this time will be I. After the verb support, you will use the noun the charity, and you finish with the expression of time, either monthly or each month. Monthly or each month. So you have I, the future of the verb to support, the noun the charity, and then the expression of time, monthly or each month. And the sentence should say, I'll support the charity monthly, or I'll support the charity each month. Well, very good. We'll have one last reading of the dialogue at the normal native speed. At the radio station. Today we have a special guest from the university who is here to talk to us about the student union and some of its important activities. Welcome, Liz. Hello, Greg. Thanks for having me. Congratulations on becoming the student union president. What are your goals for the students this year? Three things, really. I'm working with the other elected students to increase safety on campus. We'll have visiting speakers from the community who will educate us about safety issues, not walking alone late at night, reporting suspicious behaviours, and keeping personal property safe. Good, because crime on campus should be unacceptable, don't you think? Absolutely. We're also organising a big concert to raise money for a health outreach. Some students deal with depression, drug addiction, bullying. So we want to spend that money on speakers, counsellors and workshops. We're also working with the university to see if students can get credit for going to the workshops. Well, that's impressive, Liz. You're trying to solve some very important problems. I wish you all the best. We'll support your efforts by running ads about the concert every day. Thanks, Greg. I really appreciate it. Well, that's the end of the podcast, and I really appreciate you listening. Remember, send me your emails to acupofenglish@hotmail.com if you have any questions or comments. And my app is available, as usual, in iTunes, called A Cup of Ish. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.